Building formal reasoning into legal automation, the case for convergence. Exploring how formal methods, composable AI skills, and systematic requirements engineering create defensible legal systems. Introduction: the three gaps in legal tech. The legal technology landscape is experiencing a tension. On one side, generative AI has democratized legal automation. Document drafting, contract review, and legal research have become accessible to firms of all sizes. On the other, uncertainty persists about whether these systems are truly trustworthy in high-stakes settings. This post explores three foundational concepts that, when converged, address this uncertainty. Formal methods in legal automation, mathematical reasoning about legal constraints, PRD, product requirements document. Systems, systematic specification of legal logic. Composable AI skills architecture. Modular, type-checked reasoning systems. These aren't competing approaches. They're complementary tools that, together, enable legal teams to build systems that are not just capable, but verifiable. Part 1. Why legal tech needs formal methods. The problem: specification. Ambiguity. Most legal automation today relies on natural language instruction to LLMs. A lawyer writes a prompt: check if this contract complies with GDPR Article 6 consent requirements. The model responds with an analysis. But what does compliance actually mean? What are the preconditions for a consent to be valid? What edge cases exist? In casual applications, this ambiguity is acceptable. In legal work, where a missed compliance issue can cost millions, it's a liability. Formal methods, a different approach. Formal methods is a mathematical discipline that brings precision to system specification. Instead of relying on natural language, formal methods express requirements as axioms, universal truths about the domain. Predicates, conditions that must be true. Inference rules, how conclusions follow from premises. For GDPR Article 6 consent, a formal specification might express: a code example follows in the written version. This isn't just clearer, it's executable. A system can verify whether a given contract meets these conditions and can explain its reasoning step by step. Current state: formal methods in law. Academic research has explored formal methods for legal reasoning for decades. Systems like QtCat use conchoic execution, combining concrete and symbolic execution, to test legislative code and find edge cases. Other work formalizes contract semantics using temporal logic. Yet adoption in industry remains minimal. Why? High barrier to entry. Formal methods require expertise in logic, not just law tool fragmentation. No unified ecosystem for legal formal reasoning. Integration difficulty. Hard to integrate formal verification with modern AI workflows. Perceived over-engineering. Skepticism about ROI for simple legal tasks. The convergence point: formal methods become viable when they're integrated with LLM workflows and systematic requirements engineering. Part 2. The PRD system as bridge. What is a PRD system? A product requirements document, PRD, is typically a static artifact, a list of features to build. But when systematized, a PRD becomes something more powerful, a specification engine that bridges natural language requirements and formal execution. A PRD system works like this. A code example follows in the written version. Example: a PRD for GDPR compliance checking. Natural language. Input: verify that user consent is compliant with GDPR Article 6. A valid consent requires: 1. Explicit opt-in before data collection. 2. Evidence of consent recorded in audit log. 3. No subsequent withdrawal. 4. Matching between stated purpose and actual use. Structured PRD output, JSON. A code example follows in the written version. Formal translation, first order logic. A code example follows in the written version. AI skill. Invocation. the PRD becomes the contract between the AI system and the legal application. Input, raw contract data plus user records. Skill selection. Activate GDPR consent validator skill. Execution, check each condition. Output, structured result with evidence for each condition. Part 3, composable AI skills. Architecture, the monolith problem. Traditional LLM-based legal automation is monolithic. A lawyer asks one question. Is this employment contract compliant? The model returns one answer. But compliance involves dozens of checks, wage law, non-compete enforceability, jurisdiction, benefits classification, etc. A monolithic system can't. Reuse compliance checks across different contract types. Test individual checks in isolation. Allow users to run partial checks, e.g., only non-compete review. Scale to complex requirements without degrading output quality. The composable approach. A composable skills architecture breaks this into modular, independently testable units. A code example follows in the written version. Key principles of composability. 1. Single responsibility. Each skill has one clear job. Wage law validator validates wage law. It doesn't also check benefits or non-competes. 2. Well-defined interfaces skills have explicit input and output contracts. A code example follows in the written version. 3. Statelessness. Each skill execution is independent. Running the skill twice with the same input produces the same output. No hidden state, no side effects. 4. Composable patterns. Skills combine using standard patterns. Sequential pipeline. Skill A, B, C. Each depends on previous output. Parallel fan out and fan in. Run skills A, B, C in parallel. Combine results. Conditional routing. Based on input, activate different skill chains. Fallback. Try skill A. If it fails, try skill B. Part 4. Convergence. Formal methods plus PRD plus composable skills. The magic point. When three become one. When you combine these three concepts, something powerful emerges. Let's trace through an example. Scenario: GDPR compliance in LLM-powered document generation. A legal tech company wants to build a system that generates privacy policies that are verifiably GDPR compliant. Step 1. Formal specification, formal methods. GDPR Article 13 requires that privacy notices include identity of controller, purposes of processing, legal basis, recipients, retention period, data subject rights, right to lodge complaint, source of data, if not from subject, existence of automated decision-making. This becomes a formal specification. A code example follows in the written version. Step 2. Requirements as PRD, PRD system. Each formal requirement becomes a PRD element with validator skills. Step 3. Execution via composable skills. Generate initial draft. Validate each article. 13 requirement in parallel. Aggregate validation results. If non-compliant, repair. Final verification. Step 4. Output. Verified compliance. The system returns not just a policy, but a proof. A code example follows in the written version. Why this convergence matters. For legal teams, compliance is verifiable, not just asserted failures are explained, not mysterious. Confidence scores reflect actual evidence, auditable trail of reasoning. For developers, formal specs prevent misunderstandings. PRD becomes executable specification. Skills are testable in isolation. Easy to add new validators and rules. For organizations, defensible in litigation. Aligns with regulatory expectations, EU AI Act, etc. Scales to complex domains, HIPAA, FINRA, etc. Clear ROI on formal methods investment. Part 5. Practical implementation patterns. Pattern 1. Constraint learning from examples. Instead of hand-coding formal rules, learn them from labeled examples. A code example follows in the written version. This combines the best of both worlds, data-driven, uses real examples, formal, output is a mathematical specification, interpretable, can explain why a constraint was learned. Pattern 2. Multi-stage verification. Use multiple skills to verify the same claim from different angles. A code example follows in the written version. Pattern 3. Formal proof generation. For high-stakes decisions, generate a formal proof. A code example follows in the written version. Part 6. State of the art and emerging trends. Current developments. 1. AI governance frameworks. EU AI Act, effective August 2026, classifies legal AI as high-risk ABA formal opinion. 512 establishes ethical guidelines. Firms moving from experimentation to formal governance. In-house legal teams demanding measurable AI accountability. 2. Agentic AI systems shift from chatbots to autonomous agents. Systems that plan, execute, and reason through multi-step workflows. CoCounsel, Protégé, LexisNexis, and others launching in 2026. Integration with skills-based architecture becoming standard 3. Specialized legal AI move away from generic tools toward domain-specific solutions. Compliance automation, contract analysis, due diligence, etc. Demand for explainability and formal verification rising ROI focus, replacing novelty-driven adoption. 4. Formal methods in legal AI QtCat and similar tools bringing concolic execution to legislative code research on temporal logic for contract semantics, advancing integration with LLMs and AI workflows, increasing startup interest in formal verification for legal AI growing what's missing. Despite progress, critical gaps remain. Integration gap. Formal methods and LLMs are largely separate. Tools exist in each domain, but few bridge them. Expertise gap. Formal methods require specialized knowledge. Logic, theorem proving. Scarce in industry. Tooling gap. No unified ecosystem for legal formal reasoning. Each project builds custom infrastructure. Scalability gap. Formal verification is computationally expensive. Hard to apply to long contracts or complex legal domains. Trust gap. Regulators expect transparency and verifiability, but tools aren't designed for it yet. Part 7. When this converges, what becomes possible? Scenario A. Compliance as a verified property. A legal team can define GDPR compliance as a formal property, then have automated systems. Generate compliant documents. Verify existing documents. Explain non-compliance with formal proof. Predict compliance gaps before they occur. Scale verification across thousands of documents with confidence. Scenario B, skill, reuse across domains. A wage law validator skill, once formalized and verified, can be reused across employment contracts, employment handbooks, compensation policies. Adapted to different jurisdictions via parameter changes. Tested in isolation to ensure correctness, shared across teams or even companies. Scenario C, industry leadership. An organization building formal methods-based legal AI can establish technical differentiation through novel approaches. Published research advancing the field, real-world impact through measurable compliance improvements and revenue growth. Community adoption through open source contributions. Industry recognition as thought leaders. Scenario D, regulatory advantage. As EU AI Act and similar regulations tighten, organizations with formal verification capabilities have compliance advantage. Audit trails and formal proofs reduce regulatory friction. Explainability built in, rather than retrofitted first-mover advantage in regulated legal services. Conclusion: why this convergence matters now. The legal tech industry is reaching an inflection point. Generative AI has proven feasible for legal work. But feasibility isn't enough. Legal teams need trustworthiness, verifiability, and explainability. This is where formal methods, PRD systems, and composable skills converge. Together, they create a framework for precise specification of legal requirements, formal methods, systematic engineering of those specifications, PRD systems, modular, testable implementation, composable skills, verifiable outputs, formal proofs, and evidence trails. This isn't a theoretical exercise. The trends are real. Agentic AI systems replacing chatbots. Regulatory pressure. Increasing transparency demands. In-house teams demanding measurable efficiency gains. Specialized legal AI outcompeting generic tools. Organizations that combine formal rigor with AI capability will unlock three simultaneous advantages. Business. Defensible competitive advantage. Measurable ROI. Career. Clear technical differentiation, publication opportunity, industry leadership market, credibility for partnerships, academic collaborations, and industry adoption. The convergence point is now. The next 18 months will determine who leads this space and who follows. Further reading. Formal methods in legal AI. QtCat, Concolic Execution for Computational Law. Disk Law LLM. Fine-tuning LLMs for legal services. Natural language processing for the legal domain. AI skills architecture, Anthropic, equipping agents with agent skills. Claude, agent skills framework. Guide Claude agent skills. Deep dive composable skills patterns. Legal tech trends, artificial lawyer predictions. 2026, top predictions for legal tech in 2026. AI legal tech shifts of 2025. 7. Legal tech predictions for 2026.